let's go over what you did. What you had your pitcher Abby Dart out there. What was she doing so well today?
I think she kept the ball up. I think they've got some good sticks for Dodge, and keeping the ball out of the zone for them really helped Abby and us.
It seemed like their pitching improved as the game went on. What were they doing differently against your lineup as the game continued?
You know, I don't think we were as patient. You know, I was telling the girls, you know, I think that was a pretty good Dodge team that they brought in. Kept us pretty close. Defensively, they were solid. So I think their pitcher just did a good job of mixing it up, keeping us off balance, and didn't allow us to really sit in and drive some pitches.
So as you go on to your final few games, and you have the senior day coming up next Tuesday, what does it mean for this squad to be that close to being able to, well, essentially with Great Bend right there, you've already won their two games against them, but to be able to get the conference crown back, what does that mean to you?
Oh, that'd be huge. You know, I think I haven't had share of the wax since my first year, and these girls would have been freshmen, so I think it's a huge accomplishment for, you know, the city of Garden City, and I think it'd be huge just for our program.
Lastly, as you look at the way your team's compiled, and of course you had Haley Dart come in back of Abby Dart today, what is it that this team's doing so well that warrants the type of success you've had this year?
You know, I attribute it to the team chemistry. You know, I think these girls have locked in as a team. You know, they are with each other 100%. You know, the coaching staff, we're just all locked into what we want to do, and we all want to win, and we all want to be the best we can be. We're supportive, and we come to work every day, and we do our best, and we try and get better day in and day out. And, you know, it's really been a great year to be a part of.